This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's my privilege to meet with you at this time each weekday morning to help you get your day started right. And that simply means that together we look at a passage of Scripture, God's Word, God's message to us, and we say, what is God's message to me today from this passage that was written a long time ago, but God put there? And I was partly in his mind when he put it there, because he wanted to meet with me today. Well, we're looking this week at the whole issue of prayer. And we're looking at it from the angle of learning from Jesus' prayer life. Jesus operating as a man in dependence on God and the work of the Holy Spirit had a very living and dynamic prayer life. And there are so many lessons for us in Jesus' relationship with his Father. We want to look again today at Luke. The Gospel of Luke talks a lot about Jesus' prayer life. If you want to understand Jesus' prayers, go to Luke. You'll see a lot about prayer in the Gospel of Luke. In verse 12 of Luke chapter 6, it says, "And it was at this time that he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God." Do you know, if Jesus felt the need for prayer, how much more do we need to make prayer such a massive part of our lives? What did Jesus pray about? He didn't need to confess sin because he didn't have any sin. He didn't need to grow in his obedience or in his purity. And yet, operating as a man in his time on earth, he depended on God the Father. He depended on the Holy Spirit for his ministry. And he longed for the intimate fellowship that he enjoyed with his Father. I'm sure he missed being in heaven, being in glory, sharing that relationship with the Father in that way. You know, when Jesus prayed, it was his pattern to always look for a place to be alone. This is so important. Satan makes sure to provide lots of phone calls or knocks on the door during times you have set aside for prayer. Try and find a place where you can get alone, where you won't be disturbed, where you can truly focus on God. If you can get alone enough to pray out loud, that's even better. Praying out loud can help you focus on your conversation with God and maintain your focus and train of thought for longer. And being alone can also help you avoid any sense of pride over your time in prayer that might develop if other people are noticing you praying. Of course, if you're a parent, you want your kids to learn to pray each morning, take time with God. I think Jesus is inviting you today to find a time and a place where you can get alone with God as often as possible. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.